We are in Hilchos Tzitzis. We are about to begin Simen Tes Vav. We'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. Now the Mechaber begins with something that's mutter, but what he's really alluding to is that something else is aser. The halacha is that for one to just go and untie tzitzis from a beged is aser. It is considered a bizoyan to go and dismantle a mitzvah. So you are not to undo tzitzis needlessly. Says the Mechaber, Mutter lahatir tzitzios mitalaze velitnom betalas acher. If the reason why you're undoing them is in order to put them in a different talis, so then you are allowed to. Meaning it is not considered a bizoyim to the mitzvah to dismantle it for the sake of reassembling it elsewhere. So you're allowed to undo tzitzis for the sake of placing the tzitzis somewhere else. Now the halacha is that if you are not placing them in another one, the mechaber would hold that it is aser. Whereas, what happens if the talus is getting old? You haven't yet found another one, or you're not going to use it for another one. But this talus is getting old, and you're not going to use it anymore. It's going to be put away. There you're allowed to undo the tzitzis. A similar case is someone decides to sell the beged to a non-Jew. If he sells it to a Jew, he's supposed to leave the tzitzis in there. He's selling it to a non-Jew for some purpose. The halacha there is he could undo the tzitzis. Another case is he's turning it into a beged that does not have four corners. He's going to go and make it round. So the halacha there is he's allowed to remove the tzitzis. There's no halacha that says that once it was a talis shel mitzvah, it is usher to go ahead and make it round. It's just that you're not supposed to undo the tzitzis because that's the actual dismantling of the mitzvah. Now, let's say you have a pair of tzitzis on your talis, on your beged, and you decide that you'd like to put a more mehuder pair of tzitzis. You got a pair of tzitzis, the strings themselves, that are more mehuder than the first. There you are allowed to untie them. Also, if even though you are not going to go and place them on another talus. The halacha is that you are allowed to undo it in order to put it to put another pair in that is equally as kosher, so long as the first one was getting old and you'd like to put a newer pair in. So that the same way that we're saying a more mehuder one is good, a stronger one is also good, one that is newer, even though it's without more hidurim and chumras. That too is a better pair and it is mutter. In a case where you're allowed to undo them, you should undo them. Because there are those who say that it is usur to actually cut them. Destroying the tzitzis is even worse than dismantling them. So that even where it is mutter to remove the tzitzis, the right way of going about that is to undo the tzitzis. The reason? Because you're taking usable tzitzis and making them unusable. Now, this is a halacha where you're not supposed to take something that another person can use and just spill it out. The halacha, though, is in such a case, what happens if you just don't have the time? I mean, it does take time to undo tzitzis. So if you just don't have the time to take out or to undo all of the tzitzis, and you quickly want to put on a pair of tzitzis because you want to use them, so there the halacha would be that you're actually allowed to. In other words, these are inyanin. There's an inyan of making sure that you do not destroy something that is usable. But the purpose of the whole idea of it is why waste? And here you're wasting a lot of time. And if it's time that you can't afford, then it's going to be mutter. Now the halacha is that you are allowed to remove the tzitzis from the talis of a child, a katan, in order to go and put them onto the talis of a gadol, of an adult. But you are not allowed to undo the tzitzis from the talis of a gadol for the sake of putting them on the beged of a child, of a katan. So say the tzitzis are a bit worn out, you want to now place them on the talis of a child. You're not supposed to. There's a halacha of malin ve'ein moridin. You're not allowed to use something for something that is less of a mitzvah. Here you're taking something from a chi of daraisa or a chi of tzitzis and putting it on a chi of chinuch, which is on a lower level. Now the prima godim is mistapek. What happens if you're taking the tzitzis off a beged made of wool and you're putting it on a beged made of cotton, say? According to the deist, that only wool and linen are chayav midaraisa, but cotton is not chayav midaraisa, so what you're doing is a moridin. You're taking something from a doraisa mitzvah and putting it onto a drabanan. He's mistapik. And remember, the Ramah really paskin that all the minim were Doraisa, not just Tzemer and Pishtim. It's just that we're machmir for the Machaber, who says that it is only Tzemer and Pishtim. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Malbim is Megal anyway. Further, the Ramah says Vidafka betalis shel bar chiyuva avol mutar lahatar atzitzis mitalis shel mesim. If you are removing the tzitzis from a talis that does not belong to a person who is chayev in mitzvahs, in this case we are talking about the deceased. The person is now chavshi min hamitzvahs. The halach is that there's no iser whatsoever. So for those that are noik to take the tzitzis off for burial, that would be mutter. And similarly, just after he passes away, if this talis doesn't belong to anybody, the halacha would be that it would be mutter to take the tzitzis off. Sif Beis, the Machaber says, Eino yochol likach hakonif kamoshu matzitzius lotofer beged acher. The halacha is that the tzitzis are supposed to be put on the corner of the beged. What happens if you made tzitzis, then you cut off the whole corner with the tzitzis of that corner, and you want to sew that corner with the tzitzis onto another beged? That would not work. You couldn't do that. Because it says, Al kamfei vigdehem, v'konav zeh lohoya b'beged zeh b'shas asiyah. What you would have to do is, you would have to undo the tzitzis, sew it onto that other beged, and only then would you be able to do the tzitzis again. Now, What happens if the actual corner of the talus tears, but the talus remains a bar chiyuva? For example, the corner tears, the entire corner, the square of the corner comes off. So this talus now has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 corners, right? The part that tore now has two corners, so it's still chayev betzitzis. There, you do not have to remove the three tzitzis of the size that didn't tear in order to put tzitzis on this beged. Whereas, say it tore in a way that the fourth corner was round, so you no longer have four corners. You now have three corners and the other side is round. Since now it is putter from tzitzis, if you are to go and sew on a corner, you are now making the talus become chayiv in tzitzis and already previously have tzitzis on it that were there from a previous situation. That would be tasav alomina asli. That would not work. In a case where the talus became putter, you would first have to undo the tzitzis from the other three sides before you're able to go and tie the tzitzis. In other words, you cannot allow the previous tzitzis to remain. You would have to redo all of the other three tzitzis.